Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting second. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Lein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bert Haas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niearhas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Lenhart moves to second. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lenhart moves to third. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Tipton moves to second. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tipton moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tipton scores. Suter moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter scores. Vallow moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niarha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Limmer hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Luis Aloma now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Niarha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-0 in the game. Shantz strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 0-for-1 in the game. Niarhas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Niarhas reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niarhas moves to third. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niarhas scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Aloma moves to second. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Aloma moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valo hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Clark reaches second base with a double. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive towards third. Minoso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Aloma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bird Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Niehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niehaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Niehaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aloma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tipton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kukab fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Busby scores. Minoso scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bird Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lenhart moves to third. Bird Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Gus Niehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niehaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Niehaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenhart scores. Haas moves to third. It's 9-3, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Niehaus. The throw from Tipton and he is out. Klein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Wally Moses pinch hits for Johnny Kukab. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Moses reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Aloma covering, for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Limmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niarha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.